All right, now this guy came to a Viva Libido. The only reason that he was able to come is because he had a comedy club appearance here in Los Angeles on that night. He had to be there by 9 o'clock. So we put him on at 7:30. He was supposed to leave the stage at 8:15. No later. Got to get to the club by 9. The room was so into what he was doing, we had to pull him off at 15 till 9 because his manager threatened a lawsuit. Get him off the stage! I don't care how funny he is, we got to go.
He floored everybody, as we knew he would. He's been on the program, in fact, a number of times. This man is a true professional, not only a hilarious comedian, but a true professional. Just 5 minutes ago, he was horking. Please welcome Craig Shoemaker.
Woo! Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Oh, I'm having a wonderful day today. I whisper to Brian, I go, hey, don't tell anybody. I just yacked and I feel really good. I go, don't tell you. Hey, you tell how many? 2 million people just heard that I yacked? Oh, man, that makes me feel good. So anyway, what a year, huh? The end of the year. I'll tell you, this has been a big year. I got married this year. Big year for me. I got married. Yes. I proposed in a normal way. Sometimes take a big risk, take their woman to a stadium, have a plane fly overhead. Will you marry me? I'd be afraid of the next plane going, hell no. Let my wife plan a wedding. That's what you got to do. Women have to plan a wedding because they do it for their friends. They don't care about the groom. They know their friends are going to be in a corner of that reception. Believe those dresses on those bridesmaids? It's like sluts and chiffon. And those invitations, they're from Kinko's. Guys don't care. They care about one thing. They walk in at reception. This is a cash bar. I got to pay. That's coming off the gift. And the guys, the ceremony. Who cares about the ceremony? Because we don't have like a G.I. Joe fantasy wedding outfit we're looking forward to wearing. The guy's father doesn't pull him aside and say, son, come here. I want to show you something. You see that tuxedo? That's the one I wore when I married your mother. I've been looking forward to the day where you could wear that down the aisle. Now it's a rental. I owe about $11,000. They do this thing at the reception where they bang on the glass with a fork or a spoon. Do you know what they want you to do? They want you to kiss the bride. It's really cute. I gave her a kiss. They clang again. I kissed her again. They kept doing it. It turned into foreplay, for God's sakes. I'm going, you keep clanging. I'll hump her on the table. And my wife register for gifts. You know about this registering for China patterns? Like men give a crap about a China pattern. We eat like there's a larger animal chasing us. You ever see a guy finish? Oh, what a lovely pastoral setting on that plate. I'm so glad we went with the bone. My whole life changed. My wife got pregnant. I got married. I panicked. I went and I bought a minivan. Oh, might as well strip me naked, hose me down. I have left Coolville, and I'm never coming back. Whew. I mean, you could have any other car. You could have a Ford Taurus and take a turn tight. Think, I still got a sports car. But the minivan, that thing's like, I might as well be driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The only good news about a minivan is you'll never get pulled over in a minivan. You could have a hooker strapped to the hood doing Mach 5. The cops will go, let him go. He suffered enough, for God's sakes. Guy's driving a minivan. I'm telling you, I'm getting used to this whole... I'm the breadwinner of the family. My wife's not working right now, you know? The other day we're at the mall. My wife goes, I lost my purse. I said, I'm right here. That's a true story. She's buying all these gifts now. You see, the problem is when men buy gifts for women, we have to buy diamonds. Anything else, just stay in bed, think what a loser you are. And women, you get off easy. You get some Sports Illustrated thing or some like goofy gadget where you can shower and shave at the same time. And guys are happy, too. They're like, wow, shower and shave at the same time. Get to work early, earn more money, buy more diamonds. That's a true story. My wife's always working on the romance. Women always work harder on the romance, you know. I could tell she read one of those romance articles in Cosmo by the question she asked me. The other day we're in bed, she goes, honey, when was your best orgasm? A man's best orgasm is his last orgasm. That's right. We don't have a quality control flow chart. It's not like it's a graph. It's yes, no, yes, no. As a 12-year-old boy walks down the aisle during that one, that's fantastic. Yeah, right down.
Pokemon.
That's fantastic. Well, he'll love this next bit. My wife got pregnant and we didn't have sex for a little while because I was afraid, you know, guys, you with me? I was afraid I was going to dent the head. Am I the only one? You know, like he's going to come out, you know, geez, dad, you poked my eye out for God's sakes. Yeah. Could have taken it easy for a minute. So anyway, we didn't have sex for a little while and I had a wet dream, right? And apparently during the dream, I used her back. And where's the 12-year-old? Hell, he loved that. So anyway, I woke up from the dream and my wife is wide awake and not very happy. She goes, you had one of those dreams, didn't you? I go, apparently. Then she says to me, was I in it? I go, sure. She's quick. She goes, liar. I go, come on, honey. I just act in the dream. I don't cast the dream. Talk to the producer. You are an extra. That's a true story. Ladies, don't you boo me. You be honest. You're having a sexual dream and your man is in your dream. All of a sudden, like Mark and Brian walk in your dream. What's going to happen to your man? Boom, he's going to burst into flames. That's what's going to happen. Mark and Brian, my man's on fire. Cuddle me. My wife always wants to know what I'm feeling. I'm not feeling anything. My feelings are simple. It's like I'm not tired. I'm not hungry. I had a good bowel movement. I'm okay today. She wants me to be more romantic, you know. Romance is the area I mess up the most. I'm from Philadelphia, you know. Our idea of romance is, relax, honey. There ain't no cars coming. That's a true story. She says I was more romantic when we were dating. We're all more romantic. We're all trying to make the sale. I took her to movies I'd never see. That's right. I took her to Zorro. But here's the tip. I took her to Zorro for one reason, because it has Antonio Banderas. This guy is human foreplay, I swear to God. He does all the work for you, fellas. You pay that movie ticket, I sit back, I go, all right, Antonio, you set him up, I'll knock him down, brother. Oh, yeah. I'm encouraging him. Jump, Antonio. Jump, leap, Antonio. Ah, tight pants, Antonio. But guess what? That movie's over. Antonio's nowhere to be found. But, ta-da. Close your eyes like speak Spanish, do you? Let me give you the mark of Z. Okay, it's a lowercase Z. I can't help it. You know, the other guy that does it for my wife is Matthew McConaughey. Oh, she loves Matthew. Oh, you like him, too. Quit cheering. I'm sick of this guy. She talks about him all the time. Matthew likes to play bongos naked. I get jealous, you know. I do a lot of guys do. Honey, I hate to tell you this. I heard Matthew's gay. Don't kill the messenger. She can't do that back to me. I got to think for Michelle Pfeiffer. My wife can't turn to me and go, I heard she's a lesbian. Even better. Right on. Yes, sir. Get a two for one there. All the men are cheering. That's guy's number one fantasy is to be with two women. Oh, look how quiet it got. All the guys are, honey, what the hell he's talking about? He makes that up. You are plenty enough for me. You want to invite your sister over, I'm down with that. It's true. Every guy wants to be with two women. Any guy that's ever had the chance to be with two women on the outside, they're going, all right. On the inside, they're going, I don't think I can handle this. Hey, you two girls, you work on each other a little while, okay? Make yourselves happy. I'll be in the front room. Just shoot a flare when you need me. It's kind of weird that women don't want to be with two guys. Believe me, ladies, you want to be with two guys, better be two different guys than I know. That was one of my friends from Philly, and that was going to happen. I'm going, all right, man, I'm going to do this. But don't touch my pecker. We'd be in there going at it. Hey, 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 hey! Come on, man, something moves. It's dark in here. Light a candle. I'm not a bat. That's a true story. All right, they're making me feel better. Yeah. Thank you. I got to thank you guys so much. You know, you guys meant a lot to me and, you know, a lot to my family, you know. As a matter of fact, a lot of supporters went to my website and they got my CD and my movie. The movie came out, the Love Master movie. Thank you for all getting that. There's the four people that bought it. Yeah, I have a website, CraigShoemaker.com, if you want to go to it. I can't even get there. I'm on the information super cul-de-sac. Somebody says to me, what kind of computer do you have? I don't know, beige? To me, an Etch-a-Sketch is high-tech. Somebody says, delete your file. You give it a shake. My friend says to me, you should get a laptop. They're $1,500. I said, $1,500 for a laptop? I get one for $20 at my strip club.
Yeah, that one comes with a hard drive, baby. Yeah. Ain't no floppy here, baby. Yeah, I'll do you till it mega hurts. Yeah, all night long till you .com, baby.
I am so sorry. Erase.
I finally got a computer, though. Oh, what a piece of crap this thing is. I could walk to the website faster. This thing's got nothing in it. Jan Michael Vincent has more memory. You know that's funny. What are you girls laughing at?
I got the Pokemon waiting for you right here, baby. Yeah. You want to see the Pokemon? You got to give me a Pikachu.
You guys have been a great audience. Thank you so much. Thank you. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanks for making me feel better.